Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us now, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness and shine within your people here. Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you sing in creation's story, shine on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you. God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew. In the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn, in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song. Love that fills the night with wonder, love that warms the weary soul, love that bursts all chains asunder, set us free and make us whole. You made the heavens splendor, every dancing star of night. Make us shine with gentle justice, let us each reflect your light. Mighty God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way, loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless day. May God be with you all, and also with you. Let us sing our thanks to God. It is right to give God thanks and praise. Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
Let
my prayer rise up like incense before you. The lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. All praise to the God of all, Creator of life. All praise thee to Christ and the Spirit of love. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
The first reading is from Mark 15, verses 33 through 37. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Elohi, Elohi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. From Isaiah 55, "For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off."
Grace and peace. Our theme this evening is Silent Siblings. And that thought comes from a book that I've mentioned before, the book Braiding Sweetgrass. The author is a biologist and Native American, and really conveys the fact that we are part of it, and that nature is responsive to people and to God. So I thought, we really are connected. And both of those readings in different ways speak to that. The one, the darkness when Jesus is crucified, that all nature participates in that in some way. And the other one from Isaiah, talking about the exiles coming back from the Babylonian captivity, and that the joy, the trees shall clap their hands, and the fact that we are not the only living things in this world. You've heard that expression that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, that familiar expression made sense when I was growing up on a farm, because some of that farm machinery, the wheels would get squeaky and you'd have to actually put grease on them. But it's also true that people who are the most vocal, the most persistent, get noticed. And so it is that we grow up with the idea, I think pretty much all of us as human beings, we get up with that idea somewhere that it's kind of all about me, you know. Or at least God's concern is all about people. But both of the creation stories in Genesis give a different picture. In one of them, you remember, in that first creation story, all of nature is in place. God starts with light and on it goes, and then finally at the end, humans arrive. In the other one, the man, one man, is sculpted, kind of a sculpture made out of dust first, but then he's placed in the garden with the responsibility to tend and keep it. He is the caretaker. He is the gardener. And we are surrounded in this world by what I'm calling silent siblings. Reminded me of that song from The Music Man. You've probably heard that. You know, 76 trombones led the big parade, while 110 cornets played the air. And then there's a line that says, I modestly took my place as the one and only bass, and I oompa'd up and down the square. Creation. All in harmony, melody, all in place, and then humans like the tuba coming to be central but not apart from the rest of creation, not independent of the natural world and of the animal kingdom. In other words, if all is to be united, as this week, as this year's theme is, united in Him, well, then somehow the whole if the whole creation is to be healed, we are a part of that. As creatures, as servants of God, as followers of Jesus, we have a role. Because we're human, we naturally think of it, of God's focus on a relationship with humanity. And as we think about it, we see all nature. We see concern for the world in the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And over again, passages that picture creation responding to the acts of God. For good and for ill, joy and sorrow, and the acts of God's people. Let's look at some. In the story of Noah's Ark, God cares that all the creatures are preserved so that creation continues. In the books of the prophets, we heard from Isaiah that part about the hills, the trees clapping their hands. As the Israelites were permitted to come home from exile, Isaiah writes, waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water, all creation rejoicing. The prophet saw all of nature participating in judgment and in restoration. And the psalmist, you know that very first psalm, those who are faithful to God are like trees planted by streams of water who bring forth their fruit in season. And then we look to the story of Jesus in the Christmas stories. In one, we're reminded of shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. In the other story, we see the star that led the wise men to find Jesus. Within his ministry, Jesus told parables about the mustard seed, about the sower who went out to sow, about the guy who found that there were weeds in his field. He spoke of his relationship to believers as that between the vine and the branches, as a shepherd with sheep under his care. He spoke of nature, of sunset and sunrise, of clouds and rain. And on Palm Sunday, just a little over a week from now, we're reminded that he was greeted with palms as he came in riding on a donkey. As he died, the sun was darkened. And in the book of Revelation, going all the way to the end of the Bible, the description of the New Jerusalem doesn't forget nature either. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Friends, all of those passages remind us that indeed the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. In an age when the natural world is threatened in so many ways, some of it natural and some due to human neglect and abuse, we're reminded that the theme for the unity of all includes the fact that the healing Christ came to bring means also a new honoring of the world around us. The bees in the hive, the grass in the pasture, the waters in the rivers and lakes and oceans, and God placed us on earth in the midst of this beauty and abundance to be caretakers, to be God's stewards. And so it's well that we see ourselves related to all living things, all of them our silent siblings, and to the rest of the world that feeds and shelters them and us. For God's concern and our prayer is indeed for the unity of all. Let us pray. Amen. We resume on page 8, I believe it is. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. An angel went from God to a town. Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One. Strong is your kindness evermore. How you favor the weak and lowly one, humbling the proud of heart. You have cast the mighty down the manifolds and uplifted the humble of heart. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things and led the wealthy apart. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and blessed me all my life.
Hear it once, we hum it once, and then we start by singing God of Mercy.
God of Mercy, hold us in love, in peace. We pray to you, God of mercy, for peace and salvation. We pray to you, God of mercy, for peace between nations, for peace between peoples. Worship and praise you, God of mercy, for all of your servants who live out your gospel, God of mercy, for all those who govern that virgins might guide them. For all those who labor in service to others, God grant weather that nourishes all of creation, God keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger. For all the beloved who rest in your mercy, help us, comfort us all of our days. Keep us, hold us, gracious God.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the God. Praise and thanks to you. May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever